Every Step of the Way by Maddie Maloney.
Are we ready then, Norman?
Nearly.
We should have left by now.
Ah, yes. Well, unfortunately...
What on earth have you got there? Is that 5 cups of tea?
I'm making the flask.
Oh, for goodness sake. You're not pouring all those
I'm
into the...
I'm not taking any chances after last Tuesday. You never stopped complaining about my tea.
Oh, not this again.
I see a bloody thing between that stainless steel abyss and my eyesight. This way I can't go wrong.
Well, you can wash all those cups when you're done.
I will. You want something?
I'm waiting for you to finish the flask so I can pack up the picnic.
Don't stand there watching me.
Why not?
You're making me nervous.
Oh, Norman. We've been married 50 years. There isn't much I haven't watched you do. You actually want me to look away? Goodness me. Well, we've got a perfect day for our walk. Crisp spring sunshine. Have you got your walking boots? They weren't in the cupboard.
Oh, they'll be around.
Go on, you go and find your boots and I'll finish this. You'll spill it everywhere. Oh, lovely. You already have.
I can do it.
Boots! Go on. I spent my whole life running late because of you. At least Freddie expects it by now.
Ah, that's what I was going to say. Fred can't make it today.
Since when?
He called when you were in the shower.
What did he say?
His back's playing up.
That's the third time in a row. I'm going to give him a ring.
Elsa.
To check he's all right.
You can't force the man. He's not up to it.
Cancel him once, even twice, fine. But 3 times? And where's the phone? Why can't you put things back?
It's on the toaster.
On the... Oh, I give in. A cold for 2 weeks, a bad back the next. Do you ever remember Freddie missing our Tuesday walks? Very rarely, even during Helen's last few months. I'm just a bit... Oh, I do hope he's not... After last time, I do hope...
Hope what?
Hello?
Freddie, it's Elsa. How are you doing?
Well, I'm still alive. Which is more than can be said for Hector down the road.
Oh, goodness. Really?
What is it?
That's dreadful, Freddie. It's Hector.
Ah, yes. Miserable old git popped his clogs.
No, man. Boots. Now.
Bit of a shock it was to wake up to.
I'm sorry, Freddie.
It comes to us all eventually, doesn't it?
Eventually, I suppose. Norman said you weren't sure you'd make it today.
The old back's getting me down. It is.
Have you called the doctor?
The same diagnosis. I'm getting old.
Aren't we all? Look, it's a beautiful day out there. It'd be good for you after being cooped up with your cold. Get some fresh air. Blow away the cobwebs. It's a fairly short one, 4 miles. It goes right past our old post office.
Your old post office?
It certainly does. It closed down a few years ago now, of course. But it'd be nice to see the old place. And the daffodils. They always remind me of Helen.
Helen's favourite, daffodils.
What do you say?
Yeah, I'm not feeling up to it. Well, yeah, you go ahead.
I'm a bit concerned.
I'll be all right. Be back next week.
Well, I do hope so. I don't suppose there's any news on that holiday cottage in the Lake District. Fred? All right, then. You know, you'll have to get back into training after a couple of weeks of slacking. Are you sure you don't feel like...
Yeah, I'll only hold you up.
Nonsense.
Or get us all lost.
Fred.
It's good of you to call. Honestly, I don't mean to be rude, but I'd rather have a day to myself to rest. You enjoy it. Bye now, Elsa.
There we are. picnic walking poles. You've definitely put your boots in.
You don't have to ask me every single time.
I'm only checking. We don't want another...
I've got them.
Fine. Good.
Fred hung up on you then?
Well, not exactly.
Rude bugger.
Do you think we should pop and see him on the way?
Bad back since 1985. Feeling fine.
He sounded a bit down in the dumps, and with his poor neighbour dying all of a sudden.
Better off without him.
Oh, don't be awful.
Didn't he say he'd rather be left alone?
He did. Norman, I think we should go round there.
Elsa?
He said something at the end. He said something about getting us all lost. I think perhaps he's still upset after last time.
Upset?
It all got a bit tense.
That tussle between old friends is all that was.
We haven't seen him since. I think we should go round there, so you can apologise.
Apologise? He nearly took us over the edge of a cliff.
It wasn't a cliff, it was a bit of a drop.
Sheer drop. And I'll tell you now, if he'd succeeded, we wouldn't be here to have this argument.
I'm not arguing.
For a fact, it wasn't the right path. But would he listen? Stubborn sod. The guidebook says. Well, I'm glad you bloody checked. We owe our lives to Google Maps.
You know how proud he is of all those years leading the walkie-talkies.
Ridiculous name for a walking group.
I don't know how many hundreds of leaflets we put up in the shop for his walks in the Wye Valley, Forest of Dean, Welsh Mountains. He was always in the local papers with the walkie-talkies.
Ridiculous.
I think you may have embarrassed him.
There was a reason he stopped leading that group, Elsa.
You called him a daft old codger.
He won't even remember. What are you... That's the wrong way.
I'd remember.
Elsa.
I've made up my mind. We're going. And you're going to say you're sorry.
Bloody hell. I don't remember an apology from him for nearly killing us all.
Oh, don't exaggerate.
If ever I exaggerate, this is not one of those times.
He didn't want... We won't stay long. It'll put our minds at rest.
My mind is at rest.
Rather too often, some might say. Now remember what I said about letting him say how he feels.
It's not a counselling session, Elsa.
Make sure you listen to him.
He won't even remember. Pride. That's Fred's problem.
Shh!
You've got to know when to...
Where is he?
Toilet, probably.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Nothing quite like the panic of being home alone, happily sat doing your business, and the bloody doorbell goes.
Oh, Norman. I've never really thought about it.
Well, only Will now.
Where is he? Will you give him a ring?
I can try.
Something about drinking tea from a flask. Even sat here in our living room, it's like something different. Don't know how many hundreds of flasks I've made over the years. Riverside walks along the Wye, trudges through fallen leaves, yeah, around the forest, lakes, climbs to the top of the Brecon Beacons.
He's not picking up.
Oh, I do hope he's all right.
Perhaps he's cheating on us.
What do you mean?
Double booked is Tuesday.
Oh, don't be. Oh, dear.
No, don't panic. Won't you be in the garden?
The garden?
You think?
We can get through this side gate.
Stop panicking.
I'm not. Really put a lock on that gate.
Oh, to stop people like us breaking in.
Careful of the plant pots, Norman.
You calm down. He's not here. Garden's a bit of a mess, isn't it?
Shh.
He's not here.
What if something... What if he's...
He's not dead, Elsa.
Shh.
There he is in the living room.
Oh, thank goodness. Why didn't he answer us?
He's deep in his thoughts. Probably enjoying the peace and quiet that he asked for.
A flask to see us to the top of Ben Nevis in the icy Highland winds. When it rains so heavily, we dash back to the car, anoraked, smiling through wisps of soggy hair. Helen looking at me over a stainless steel cup, warming both hands. Yeah. That's all gone now. All gone. Can't even. What's happening to me? I used to be. Yeah, daft old. That's all that's left. Daft and old. I can't.
Is he?
No.
Crying?
Probably got something in his eye.
What shall we do?
Leave?
I'm being serious.
Tap on the window.
It might frighten him.
I'll do it.
What the bloody... Hot tea, all over me. Yeah, what do you think you're doing?
It's just us, Freddy. Sorry. Have you burnt yourself? Are you all right? I can't hear you. Can we come in?
A mess. Look, give me a minute. Give me a minute. I'll let you in the back door. I better get cleaned up. Come on in then. I'll just go and change out of these wet clothes. Won't be long.
He's taking a long time getting changed. He didn't say much when he let us in. Barely a hello. Do you think he's annoyed?
The man was covered in tea, Elsa. I'd say he probably is.
I knew tapping on the window would frighten him.
Well, if he wasn't going to answer the door or the phone, we didn't have much choice. Apart from leaving him alone.
We couldn't just leave him.
Rather odd sat there with his flask, don't you think?
He must have intended to come on the walk with us.
Even so.
Tea's just brewing. Shall we have it in the garden?
It's a mess.
We won't stir.
It's not a mess.
Well, it is.
Elsa was worried you were dead.
No, I wasn't.
But I knew you wouldn't be. What would be the chances of that? Two of you on the same road, hopping it in one day.
Yeah, probably higher than the average, given the local crowd.
How's the old back then?
A bit painful, to be honest. Just need to rest it.
I can see you walking a bit funny.
Norman, I am sorry we frightened you, Freddy. We were a bit worried.
Yeah, I told you that there's nothing wrong with me. Honestly, as soon as you hit your 80s, it's like every decision is an insight into whether you're finally checking out.
And then, when we were outside, from where we were, it looked...
There's nothing wrong with me.
Well, Norman has something he'd like to say.
No. Can't we have a cup of tea first?
Norman?
Fred, Elsa is concerned that I may have slightly offended you.
What are you talking about?
See?
On our last walk, Freddy, I'm concerned that Norman was very rude and...
I'm sorry if I was a bit rude when you nearly...
He's sorry if he upset you.
When you called me a daft old codger.
That's the one.
Ah, don't worry about it. I've been called worse. Mostly by Hector.
Well, that's what I thought, but Elsa...
Yeah, don't mention it.
Thanks, Fred. And, by the way, don't you worry either, you know, about...
You're right, Norman. It'll be easy to discuss this over a cup of tea. Come on, let's all sit down. Norman, get the back door and I'll bring the tray out to the garden table. Mind those steps. The sunshine will do us all good. Come on, Fred.
Yeah, I'll follow you out in a minute.
Stubborn bugger. No acknowledgement, none. He knows damn well he nearly led us to our deaths. No apology. I told you. Pride, that's his problem.
Oh, leave it. It's not a competition. Come on, sit down.
He was very defensive towards you. Nothing wrong with me. Nothing wrong with me.
Something's not right. Where is he? I thought he was following us.
He's like a bloody disappearing act.
Go and see what he's up to.
Elsa?
Yes?
Elsa, come here.
What is it? Norman? What is it?
I've got you, Fred.
Don't make me...
Fred, Freddy, what's wrong?
Will you give me a hand, Elsa?
I'm going to fall.
What happened?
I don't know. He was frozen on the step.
Freddy?
I can't.
You're all right, Freddy. We've got you.
I'm sorry.
Bring the other foot down and it'll be easier to balance.
We've got you, Fred.
That's it. Bring the other foot down.
I can't. I'm sorry.
You're not going to fall,
we've
Fred.
We've got you.
I think that's me done.
Yeah, lovely picnic, Elsa.
There's a drop of tea left if anyone wants some.
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Fred?
You have it, Elsa.
Oh, you should have seen Norman making the flask this morning, Freddy.
Actually, I might have one more piece of the carrot cake.
He made 5 individual cups and was pouring them all into it.
I don't see a bloody thing with them flasks. Anyone else for cake?
You can't still be hungry.
Just a tiny bit.
Honestly, you really need to watch yourself.
I'm the same size I was in my 40s.
Hardly the same as in your 20s, my love. Fred, have you had plenty?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for staying for the picnic. I'm sorry I spoiled your walk.
Oh, Fred, don't be stiff.
I don't know where it's come from. Just these last few weeks and suddenly I'm afraid. That doesn't make sense. It's stupid.
It does make sense, Fred. After my fall last year, I was a nervous wreck.
I hadn't even fallen. It's stupid.
It doesn't matter. I didn't exactly hurt myself, but... We're getting a bit old, aren't we? A bit more breakable, and we know it. I know what it's like to feel scared, vulnerable. And it scared Norman too.
It did?
He pretty much wrapped me up in cotton wool and forbid me to move. And I didn't for a while. But then I had all these people telling me to get back on my feet, get back into my walking, because I'm still young with plenty of life left in me. Still young, a bit was lies, of course, but we can't give up.
That's right. Because until we join Bloody Hector, we're still alive. We're still in the real world.
Not quite the same world, though, is it? Or perhaps we're not quite the same in it. Yeah, I deserved you to be angry with me. I should have known it was the wrong way. And I could have, but
don't.
I deserved it.
No, you didn't.
You didn't, Fred. I'm an idiot sometimes.
He is, Fred.
I am.
Yeah. Don't you mean a daft old codger?
Well, exactly. That's exactly it.
We need to look after each other. It's a funny thing, but you're much less likely to fall when you're not so afraid of it. We need to build each other's confidence.
It's true, that, you know. It's in the leaflets. We still have them. All those leaflets about overcoming your fears and getting rid of your rugs.
Getting rid of rugs?
Trip hazards, more broadly.
And look at her now, planning our expedition in the Lake District.
You will still come, Freddy. It's not for a few months. There's plenty of time to feel ready.
Perhaps you're braver than me.
Nonsense. You didn't lead the walkie-talkies through the national flooding of 2007 without bravery. Front page news, I recall.
Only in the local paper.
Several local papers. You'll be fine, Freddy. I'll dig out those leaflets.
You can say goodbye to your rugs.
What do you say?
I'll give it a go.
We'll be with you every step of the way.
Not dead yet, are you?
Norman. That was upsetting news about your neighbour, Fred.
Oh, Hector. He was a miserable old sod anyway.
I told you.
He used to puncture the kids' footballs if they went in his garden. Come out of his porch in his slippers and green cardi, brandishing a kitchen knife. I know he'd had it landscaped and whatnot, but there's no need for that.
Goodness me.
All those stories about kids spending too much time indoors. Well, no wonder when you've got the likes of Hector.
Intimidating it was.
What happened to him in the end?
No idea.
Probably had a heart attack over a rogue frisbee.
quite possibly.
Oh, you two are dreadful.
Well, so long as we don't end up like Hector.
What? Dead?
Miserable.
We'll all end up dead, my love.
Every Step of the Way is a Bare Bones Theatre production with the following cast. Elsa was played by Jeanette Bennett, Norman by Howard Jones, and Fred by Dave Baldwin. The play was produced by Dave Baldwin.